Bam! Welcome to Jason Waller Unleashed. That's right, top 30 entertainment podcast in the U.S. Thank you for that. It was an honor before my last two podcasts to reach top 5 for entrepreneur and business, but top 30 in entertainment, that's a harder category. I mean, you've got the Joe Rogans, the Oprah Winfreys. It is tough. So thank you for the followers and the subscribers to get me to top 30 in entertainment. Big time appreciate the love and support there. We're doing the show live right now on TikTok, and I've got the show going here that will be recorded and edited for next week. So super excited about what we've got going on. I just did an episode talking about the Detroit Lions and the trip I had with my son to Detroit to go watch that game and how that Jared Goff story and the redemption story kind of tied into my life a little bit of the things that I'm going through. So we're going to talk about in this episode more of what does the future hold and how do you get through some of these tough days? How do you get sidetracked? So a lot of us, what we do is we go into life and we think things are okay. And, you know, we get stagnant, we get comfortable. And I've done it several times in my life to where I get to a point in life and I'm just like, oh, this is great and I'm comfortable. Problem is you don't know what's going to happen the next day. And I know people say that all the time. These are fucking facts. I didn't know I was going to lose my company that's worth $1 billion. I didn't know I was going to lose $400 million personally. I didn't know I was going to have to restart and almost mortgage everything I've got to rebuild and start over. I didn't know that. Things felt bulletproof. Things felt good. Things felt comfortable. I'm here to tell you, you got to stay hungry and never feel comfortable. You've got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And the problem at it doesn't change the fact that I lost the company. You know, that's an issue with, you know, the third party manufacturer and their product not working with Generac and all the lawsuits and litigation and you know, class action lawsuits against Generac after the fact. And they should have done a national recall. The problem is not preparing for doomsday, not preparing for fallout, right? I've always been a big fan in life, and I've preached about it, of don't have a plan B because go all in on plan A. And parts of me still believe that, but dude, you better have somewhat of a plan B because I'm telling you from experience, the devastation, the loss that I had trying to do this comeback is hard. I mean, yes, you're smarter. Yes, you have more wisdom. Yes, you've done it before. Yes, you can overcome that. Yet, but the problem is it's your impatience kicks in. Your frustration kicks in. You envy the life that you once had. You're like, oh, we used to be able to do this and we'd fly private and we'd do that and things change. And so when you lose all that and you're humbled, you're like, now, how do I get back there? And what it's really, 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 really made me realize is I'm not trying to get back there. I'm not trying to get back to being worth several hundred million dollars and having a jet. Of course, those things are nice. I'm not going to sit here and bullshit you and say, I don't wonder if I can make money. That'd be a fucking lie. But I will tell you that it's about happiness. See, when I was running a big billion-dollar company with 2,400 employees, truth is, at the end, I wasn't happy. I was stressed. I was struggled. I was trying to take the company public. I was taking coaching to be a public CEO. I was overwhelmed. I was losing my identity. I was losing the relationships with my family. I was acting like a shit ass or a douchebag to certain friends. I just was in a spot of just this fucking gotta go, gotta close this, gotta do this. And that's all I focused on. And I lost a lot of what was important. So when the plane crashes, when the company crashes from something out of our control, like I said, the third party, you know, manufacturer Generac and their problems and their systems not working and the warranty issues, they should have done a national recall. If that didn't happen, we're in business. But this happened. It crashed. We lost everything. All those customers, it's horrible for them. All the employees we laid off, it was just a fucking nightmare. Now you're rebuilding. How do you get to a point to be bulletproof? And you can't. You know, the businesses I'm involved in now and helping grow and do things, they're a little different, same but different. And, you know, I feel so much smarter and I have so much more wisdom, but I'm impatient. I want to get there faster. But what I want to make sure I don't lose focus on and I hold myself accountable for, and sometimes I fall off the wagon and my wife or my kids got to remind me, hey, yeah, you got to get back on the wagon. But I fall off the wagon because I'm human. And I forget what's important, which is family. which is love, which is caring, which is inspiring, which is elevating. I've got to be a better father. I've got to be a better husband. I've got to do all the things better, right? And I think in the rebuild mode, you're actually working more, so it seems like it's harder to do that. But really, it's not, because you can appreciate the things that you have more than when you had everything. See, when you had everything, you have nothing to chase. So you take a lot of things for granted, including people. And I'm starting to realize, now that I'm on this rebuild, right? Lost everything. I'm starting to see who my real friends are. Mm-hmm. People I thought were my real friends aren't. And it hurts. Hurts my feelings. I'm human. I ain't going to fucking sit here and act like I'm too tough to have feelings. Motherfucker, I got feelings. My feelings are hurt. There are people I was close to that I loved, that I thought were my people. And when they quit getting paid from me, my company, they went away. Things that were, I thought they were, they weren't. People I thought were there for me forever, no matter what. Oh, we're brothers. It's not true. What I've learned from this experience is not only that I made a lot of mistakes in how I treated people, my family relationships, right? And hey, you got to reset and be better on this, and it's a restart, and you got to figure things out. But on the other token, I realized other people that are very shallow, that aren't who they said they were. They're shallow in that when it's good for them and they're making money off you, or they're getting a benefit from you, or you're on top and they want to ride your coattail, it's good. When it's not, and it's not helping them, they bail. And that's sad. I had like two close people to me, and I'm not going to say their names because I won't, even though I'm okay with them right now, but I'm so disappointed and I'm so disgusted and I'm so hurt. But I was two in particular people that truly I thought weren't shallow and were my people, like brothers, like best friends. Not the case. Not the case. And dude, you start to see that more and more. It's so sad. It's so sad. Like, I feel bad for like these NFL players. There are people that love them, and then when they retire, they don't have shit. People don't love them no more. That's what I think. It's sad. But here's, my wife said something to me last night that was pretty inspiring. I was reading her a text from someone that I'll call an acquaintance that I thought was like a brother or a friend. And she said, well, that's because they're not making a lot of money on you anymore, which is sad. And I was like, well, what do I do? They said, still work with that person. Just when you get back on top again, just remember that. She's right. You know, when you get back to that spot, you just got to remember, you don't need to be hateful. You don't need to be angry. You don't need to be pessimistic. You don't need to be passive aggressive. You don't need to be irritated. You don't need to be fake. Keep the relationship and know what it's worth, right? Just know who they are, know what they're worth, know what you're worth, and deal with it. Know what to expect from them and don't be disappointed. But just know that when you get back to the top and when you get back on that thing and you're just fucking crushing it again in life, in business, in success, in relationships, just remember for those that stay true to you. Take care of those people. Don't fucking take care of those that fucking turn their back or that fucking weren't strong enough to stand by your side. All those weak motherfuckers, all those non-backbone motherfuckers, all those people that fled and fucking, you know, just want to run because they're not getting paid. Those are the motherfuckers that when you get on top, you don't need to step on them to get on top. You don't need to crush them. You don't need to be an asshole. Nope. You just let them watch. You let those motherfuckers that turn their back on you watch. That's it. You be kind, you be sweet, but you let them watch. You don't give them a taste of the pudding. You don't give them a taste of the success. You don't give them a taste of the glory. Nope. You let them watch. And you're kind to them. So they're there to watch because they're not fighting with you. They just don't get a piece anymore. They don't get to be a part of it anymore. You throw big parties, you do extravagant things. You just exclude them because they're not your people. They're an acquaintance. There's a fucking difference. I'll say this. Some people get acquaintances and Facebook and Instagram followers confused as friends. Guys, I've got over 1 million followers on Instagram and over 150,000 on other platforms. Those are my fucking friends. I've got about six fucking friends. That's it. Six. Not a million. Those are followers. I've got six, maybe five friends. That's all the fuck I need. That's what I realized. I thought I had 30, 40, 50 friends. Uh-uh. I don't. They're acquaintances. They're there for what's good for them. When they get off the titty, they do what they need to do, and they are not there for you. So remember, when you make all that milk again, when you get all that glory again, you get all that success again, those motherfuckers come to get some on that titty, you tell them no. Just watch. You tell them they don't get it. Like, no, I'm good. I'm good, homie. You don't need to be a part of this. You don't need to see this. You don't need to, like, that's it. You know, they don't need to be a part of it. They don't need to have their hand in the fucking cookie jar. Because that's like my thing. Like, I used to use haters as fuel. Now I'm using these poser ass fucking acquaintances as fuel. You know, I'll be nice to them. I'll be fine. But when I get to the motherfucking top, baby, and you fucking trying to climb up, motherfucker, I ain't putting my hand out for you. We ain't cool like that no more. You get to watch. You get to watch what I'm going to do. That's the thing. I think that, you know, I think starting over is tough. I got someone just messaged starting over is tough. It is very tough. It's exciting in a fucking twisted way, but it's tough. And, you know, all the wisdom you have and all the knowledge that you've got, it makes it a little easier. Like, company I'm involved in now, we just did $12.5 million in sales revenue our first year. We didn't do that power home till like year three. Year three, we did 40 million, but year two, we did 10. So maybe, like, you know, we're ahead though. Right. And, it's different, but you find out who your real people are. You find out who really believes in you. You find out who's got your back. And sometimes it can be disappointing. Sometimes it can be refreshing, you know? We're talking about maybe we're going to move soon, right? Get out of North Carolina. And can't look into your review mirror. Keep looking ahead. Yeah, I always say your windshield's a lot bigger than your rear view. So, yeah, you do need to look ahead. So, good comment there. I will say, what happened? You guys can't see. There you go. Now you can see my alien. I will say that, as hard as things are for me, they're harder for my family because they're stressed and then they see me stressed and I don't know how to take it away from them. I don't know how to make it easier for them. And I'm human. I keep fucking making mistakes. I keep getting stressed out. I keep screaming sometimes. I keep yelling sometimes. You know, I don't know. Like, it's hard. Life is fucking hard. Life's not easy. It's fucking hard. But I want to document. I want to pay attention to all of the things that we're going through to get to the next level, to break that door down, to take it to where we want to go and not be stuck in the mud. In life, the comeback is bigger than the setback. And so when we had our setback, now it's about the comeback. And that's the thing. People are asking, it was just a live earlier on Instagram. They're like, hey, when's this Bam Fam show come out? I'm fucking ready to see it. And I think there's some confusion. It is not coming out January 19th. You know, just so you know, that's January 15th today or 16th today. We're going to Florida. That's the premiere of the show. So VIP exclusives are going to be in Boca Raton watching the premiere of the show, which is like a exclusive long trailer. Okay, like half an episode. That's what they're going to see. The show actually comes out later in 2024 because Amazon now wants to record five more episodes. And this, so it's part two of season one and drop it all at the same time. And that's how that works. This is streaming. This ain't network TV where they're like, hey, we're coming out Tuesday, the 30th and, you know, of that month. No. And it's on every Tuesday. This is streaming. They drop it and you binge watch it. So that'll all come out later this year. Don't know a date. They've got to film more in spring, part two of season one, bundle it all together, and then drop the show. I'm assuming it'll be Q3, right? Sometime like October, right? September, you know, that's what I'm thinking. But I don't know. Amazon's like, look, we got to film, you know, the next five episodes, put them together, and have one launch date. We'll get you time when our editors are ready. Like, that's how they do. So there's nothing I can do. But just know that when the show comes out, it's going to be a journey. It's going to show you the in-depth details of what happened with Generac, this third-party manufacturer. It's going to show you the comeback. It's going to show you the rebuild. We're documenting things now as we speak. We're filming things coming up in Q1, the end of Q1, beginning of Q2, of how things are happening, right? And so the story's not done yet for BamFam. And so they want to continue that story. And so that's what'll be exciting. You guys will see how that works. And sometimes the lives, the podcast will be a part of the show. Lots of emojis. Like, this show is really epic. I saw some of the stuff. This is like next level. Super jacked about it. Amazon Prime did a fantastic job. Lieber Pictures crushed it. So super excited for that to come out. It's coming out soon. But listen, as we wrap up this episode really, I wanted to be able to talk, and I only had a few minutes. It's a short episode. But I want to talk about having the courage to pick yourself up, having the courage to not quit on yourself. You know, the biggest failure is regret, right? You can go and you can fail at something, but at least you tried, you learn from it, you fail forward, you get wisdom, you gain knowledge, you gain experience, you toughen your muscles, you know, no pain, no gain. You build the strength that you need to take on the next problem. But when you just quit and you don't put in an effort, that regret is the biggest failure, because you didn't even give it a try. You just, whatever. And that is the battle that sometimes I face. As hard as it is starting over, right? As hard as it is going from, you know, 100 down to 5 and trying to build again, is important to know that, look, I can't quit. What does that say to my kids? I can't quit. I have to stay positive. I have to continue to go out and crush it. And that's really the goal. The goal is, hey, how do I go out and crush this going forward? How do I go out and not quit on myself and believe in myself? And so that would be my advice for you to go through this. Make sure you continue to subscribe to the show. Check out the YouTube channel. We've got some funny people coming on here soon. Some big names coming on here soon. I got Golden Tate coming on here soon. Savannah Chrisley coming on soon. We've got Sherry DeVille coming on soon. We've got Calvin Johnson's coming back on. Will Johnson from Michigan Wolverines is coming on. We've got some big names coming on, so stay tuned for that. Go out and have a blessed day. Bam!